3, 2, 1. Oh my God, that is cold.
I just spilled it myself.
Oh my God, that's all over you.
Gosh.
Welcome back to You Betcha Radio Podcast, the coldest podcast in all the Midwest. I am Miles, the You Betcha Guy, here with T-Shirt Guy, also known as Ryan. We are live in the podcast studio, and we are presented by Ice Mountain. And we are live, baby. We're back in the saddle. From what I know, I'm still a dad.
Have you felt any, no kicks yet? Obviously, probably a little bit too soon for that. But
well, I had some pizza ranch and I felt some kicks in the stomach the other night. But
hell yeah.
Other than that counts. Yeah. So
magical moment.
Yeah.
First kicks.
Have you been talking to him at all?
No.
No.
No, not really.
Because they don't they say that they can like hear your voice?
They'll recognize dad's voice.
Well, they hear me yelling at the TV. He does for sure. Yeah. You know, me yelling at all sorts of shit.
Yeah, whenever Ann's around, like just from afar, I'm just going to like start just talking to the baby. And then when he'll think I'm his dad.
Smart.
Yeah.
He'll take one look at you and know he's not your dad.
I don't know. Voice inflection. That's all it is.
Yeah, I gotta stop doing your noises around him, and then he'll think it's you when it comes out.
Yep. So you might have to get some bedtime stories going here.
What's it called where the skin to skin contact after birth? What's it called?
Just nailed it.
Skin to skin. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it had a name.
I don't think so.
It needs a name.
We need to. We'll call it the Johnny Skins. The Johnny Skins treatment.
Hell
it
yeah.
So if you took a newborn baby and put it on someone's, like the dad's bare skin that wasn't the dad, would it think that's his dad?
I don't know. I think the thing's kind of a racket.
That's like kind of what I'm thinking, but I don't know.
Becca, 2 days before we had our first kid, she's like, you got to go skin to skin with him. I'm like, no, I don't. I don't have to do that. I did it.
I'll go.
I did it. I put up a fight, though.
Yeah.
I'll go fucking 60-40 cotton poly.
I wonder if it has something to do with like your like the way that you smell and shit.
I mean, would make more sense to me than transferring emotion through the skin. So this baby that can't form thoughts knows you're its dad.
I think I might just go armpit.
Just throw
that's
them up
in there.
That's
got the most stench to it.
No deodorant, obviously.
Go cradle him in your arm, in the crook of your elbow. You just shove his face in your pit.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be warm. He'll be warm under there.
True.
You going to shave the taco meat?
I might have
skin to skin? He might get lost in there.
He won't like being able to be all prickly.
Yeah. He'll start itching. He'll break out in a rash.
I'm gonna have to shave one of my pecs.
just shave it into the shape of a baby's head.
Yeah, like with his nose.
Pull him on there, spray paint around his head so you got a stencil, and then shave inside.
Yeah, we'll do like a crime scene.
Yeah.
Take some chalk, put it around his head.
And then he's got his spot forever.
Yep.
Yeah, and then I'll get a tattoo there.
You got to do the footprint tattoo.
Self-portrait.
No, I ain't never getting a tattoo.
You got to get the footprint tattoo on your bicep.
No, bottom of your foot. Footprint tattoo.
I might get a tattoo on the inside of my cheek.
There you go.
Sure.
Of?
Something.
Okay.
Something cool. Motivational saying, maybe.
It'll be really hard for the tattoo artist to get in there.
Oh, they could do it.
They'll do it.
I think they've tattooed a lot crazier
Tyler,
spots.
You just haven't had a good tattoo artist.
Thank you.
That's really what it's about.
We nailed that one down.
I'm the only one here with tattoos.
And you're covered in them, dude.
I have three.
You're fucking tatted.
Yep.
Are you a big Abe Lincoln fan?
Huge.
Okay.
That's kind of what I figured. Don't make fun of it, because when I tell you the story, you're going to feel really bad.
I know. Fuck. I already know this.
I don't know any background.
Yep.
It has good meaning. So
Okay.
Yep.
So maybe Ryan, just shut the fuck up.
I don't have any background. You'll have to fill me in after.
That's why I warned you before you get too far.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
We dodged a major bullet there.
Yeah.
Thank God. Well, Jared, Got some questions for us, or
I do. Richard, yeah. Richard, you're down. Asks, coming from a
Dicker down.
Dicker, there you go. Coming from a fellow soon to be dad, Mouse. Ooh. Are you gonna succumb to the cute outfits the ball and chain will want him to wear every day, or are you gonna put your foot down for more basic clothes?
Well, that's actually already become a thing.
Oh,
so Anne was like, I may have already bought one outfit, just one though. And I was like, okay, well, what is it? And she's like, well, it's a onesie or whatever that's got ducks on it. And I was like, you can't be putting my manly man in a rubber ducky onesie.
Did she specifically say rubber ducks, or it could be a flock of mallards coming in?
So then she showed it to me, and there were mallards all over it. Nice. And I was like, let's fucking go.
She knows. Anne knows.
Complete reversal.
It's good.
So, yeah.
Honestly, you were talking about how you're going to give up on what you feed them pretty quick. You're going to give up on what they're wearing pretty quick.
As long as they're wearing clothes, I think that's probably fine.
Yeah, diaper and clothes.
And if mom's putting them on them, they can put whatever they want on them if I don't have to do it.
Yeah, we'll see. God, Ryan. I'm kind of thirsty right now.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Oh, brain freeze.
It's a good one.
Oh gosh, that's hydrating.
Oh god, yeah. Oh shit, yeah. Oh. Ice Mountain, drink it.
Okay.
No, it's fine.
Now, okay, so obviously the dynamics.
What's the worst outfit your kid has that has been dressed in that when you got them, you were kind of like, God, what are we doing? Do you have one of those? And/or do you have one of those?
I have one.
What's yours?
One, I think it had to have been a holiday, but you put like a nice sweater on the kid and then pinstripe overalls on over top of it. And it just looked ridiculous. It looked like a kid out of Oliver Twist.
Well, it's the thing is there's some families that can pull that off.
Yeah.
The vibe of your family is not that.
Not pinstripe overalls and nice sweater on the baby. My other kid's wearing a fucking Spider-Man tank top.
Yeah.
I can't really recall an outfit that he doesn't look good. He's just a good looking kid.
Oh my God.
And like, today he's wearing a green and white striped polo with jeans.
Switch Riz.
I mean, the kid looks great. He looks phenomenal.
He's going to have to.
Looks better than I do.
He's going to have to fuck his way out of daycare.
Yeah. Put a life jacket on him.
But there's a lot of stuff that you're going to get to that's like, it's a one and especially when they're really young, it's a one and done type outfit. Like you wear it for like one holiday and then it doesn't fit the next week.
Well,
so it's just filtering shit in and out.
Speaking of what we're going to dress the kid in, I've already been thinking about this a little bit. For his 0th birthday, I'm going to get him his first pocket watch.
Nice.
And then we're strictly going to dress him in 3-piece suits.
Nice.
So,
I mean, if you can pull that off, the kid will look better than mine.
Well, yeah, the kid could be wearing a trash bag and that's going to happen, but
there he is. You call my kid trash?
No, I'm just saying my kid would look better in a trash bag than your kid in anything.
Give a fake cigar.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the pacifier will look like a cigar is coming out of his mouth.
That's actually a good idea. Yeah. Actually,
time out. Do I need a patent pending that right now?
I'm gonna check see if it's a thing. I know they make like
the funny teeth pacifiers, but I don't know if they have anything sticking out of them, i.e., a cigar.
It's a great idea, actually.
It is very great.
We're gonna get them a thing.
Fuck.
There's one that's a dart too, coming right out of the middle.
Oh, dart's good.
Yeah, you know what? I don't even think it's that good of an idea.
Yeah.
No one would ever buy that. Whatever. No. Yeah. Well, then that's easy. I can just buy one of those, put him in a 3-piece suit with his pocket watch. Dapper.
Kid's gonna look like he's
that's
what
married. I should name him. I should name him Dapper Montplaisir.
There's also some pacifiers that just say "keep calm" and smoke a cigar on them.
There's a market for anything, I guess, these days.
With kids, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Gabe asks, if you were a golf club, what would you be?
Let's maybe do it for each other.
Ryan's a ball retriever.
I was going to say that, Tyler.
I already took it.
Ball grabber.
Yep.
No, yeah. I was going to say that for me before we flip-flopped the question.
I was doing a joke that you grab a lot of balls.
Yeah.
I was not thinking about it that way. Great spin
on
your
mind. But that is Tyler. Tyler actually is a ball grabber.
Yeah. Right.
I walk around the office, just grab them.
You're a wrestler, though.
Yeah, that's
what you don't grab their balls.
I mean, in certain situations, you may have accidentally.
Let's just say I've talked to some people that you wrestle against, and they would beg to differ.
There's a reason you were undefeated.
You look up my career.
Yeah, I talked to them all.
Nice.
That's what went wrong in state championships is you weren't ball grabbing.
Yeah, I should have been grabbing more nuts. I mean, a lot of people would panic in that situation.
Exactly.
Isn't that a wrestling move where you just grab them by the nuts and lift them up?
No, but it should be.
Called the claw.
The claw.
The clamp.
The vice grip.
I think if Tyler's a ball retriever.
No, I gave that to Ryan.
Yeah.
But you're more like a ball retriever. You're a scavenger.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, I can get on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
I can get on board with
you're
that.
You're constantly scrapping in the woods for shit.
Yeah.
I'm in there a lot.
Yeah.
I'll give myself the driver.
I mean,
it's the biggest, the baddest.
Ryan's the driver that you don't swing. You just press the button and the 22 cartridge shoots it off.
Yeah.
Because Ryan can go from 0 to 60 in milliseconds.
It's actually funny you say that. I have two sleeves of those on the way right now.
What?
The blank 22 cartridge balls. So...
Hey, Miles is talking about the one where you just set the driver down and
you just have the driver.
It's like a hydraulic thing.
Gotcha. I thought you were talking about the actual.
And then you just press a button and it acts. It just like has this thing shoot out and hit the ball and it goes like 225 yards.
Perfectly straight every time.
I don't have to put out a lot of effort to get a lot of results.
Mm.
God.
Digest that one for me. That's a pretty good one, actually.
What club do you think I am?
You're that orange stick with the giant ball, the stick, because you will just flip flop to whatever side you need to for an argument.
You're pretty loosey goosey too.
Yeah, loosey goosey.
I couldn't disagree more.
I'll give you the putter. I'll give you the putter. The putter is the hardest. Like it's the most hard nosed club in the bag.
It's got a flat face. You go to it when you're under pressure, you got to be good with it.
Yeah. Multiple appearances. It can come in different sizes and shapes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I just said that. That's not where I was going with it. What the fuck was that? I don't know. that is not what was playing out in my head. The putter is a compliment. I was trying to compliment you, and it just came out the way it shouldn't have.
Saying that the putter has a fat grip on it.
No,
too.
No, I didn't say anything about the grip.
I don't think Miles can be a putter anymore, because most putters have covers, and we know Miles isn't wearing those
covers.
Yeah,
he's wearing clothes.
You
sleep on top of the covers.
It was a rubber joke.
Oh,
condoms are commonly referred to as covers.
Nice. I've never heard of that.
I haven't either.
Put a cover on.
No.
Hmm.
No, I still wear a cover. I just poke holes in it.
Surprise.
I thought you were saying he sleeps on top of the covers.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past
that. That would be psychotic.
Yeah. Fully clothed at for the next day.
In certain South Dakota hotels, yes.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. I have done that. I think that Jared is, I think he's a hybrid.
I can see that.
Yeah.
It's like the one club that's like, you know, you're not hitting it straight today, but it's the one club in your bag that you can hit straight.
Yeah.
It's the hybrid, like the five hybrid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, hey, I got to go 250 yards on this shot. So I should use a three wood, but I'm not, that's going to end up on the road. So I'm just going to hit my 180 yard hybrid.
Yeah. I like that.
Hybrid can be used in a lot of places too, off the tee, in the fairway, in the
chipping.
Rough.
You know what you're going to get.
You can punch out with it.
Yeah. You know what you're going to get with the five hybrid. Yeah. That's, you know what you're going to get with Jared.
Straight shooter is what we call you, Jared.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll take that.
Mr. Reliable.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you guys were going to say sand wedge because I like the beach.
I thought it was going to be because you eat a lot of sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Beach.
Yeah, everyone knows when I think Jared, I think beach goer. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jared like out there in his flip flops.
Yeah.
Leathery chest from all that sun.
Mm, no, yeah. It's not good. Andy Feltersnatch asks, What is your favorite way to eat pheasant?
I feel like we have.
I think multiple
almost
times.
Exactly.
Oh.
So we'll
be a new user.
We'll do it quick though. I think before what I said was just maybe baking it in the oven with like a sauce. It's kind of like drenched in a sauce.
Yeah, like a COM.
Sort. Yeah. Or in the crock pot that way.
Yeah. Cream and mushroom.
I think is what I said before.
Yeah.
I'm a big white pheasant chili guy.
Oh yeah, we also talked.
Yeah,
about
yeah, you were supposed to send me the recipe. You never did.
I'll do that, Tyler. I'll do that.
ChatGPT it.
Okay.
It'll probably be better.
ChatGPT really can't put love into the recipe, and that's a pretty important ingredient.
No, one tablespoon of tender, loving care mm-hmm. into the end.
Yep.
The special white love sauce.
Cream of mushroom.
All right, Tyler, you're gonna. Just, yeah, you're gonna have to stay out of the bathroom for the next couple weeks. Mm-hmm. They don't sell that shit at the grocery store.
They don't sell cream and mushroom at the grocery store?
No, they do. They sell cream and mushroom, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh.
You guys.
They got plenty here.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure they do.
Yeah. They make cream of bacon now.
What is bacon cream?
Yeah, like a Campbell's whatever cream and mushroom.
Campbell's chunky bacon
it's just
cream?
Cream with bacon in it.
Cream of bacon, it's had.
I guess that's technically what cream of mushroom is. They're not creaming the mushrooms.
Yeah.
It's just cream with mushrooms.
Mushroom flavor.
No, there's little chunks in there. Little tiny itty bitty mushroom chunks.
I have to check it out.
Yep. Colonel Angus asks, be honest, do you ever not use the handicap accessible toilet in public restrooms?
Do we ever not use it?
Correct.
I have no shame about it. If that's open... No, I like honestly, I'll just go in the biggest stall possible and just, turns out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So even if there's two open ones, I'll probably go in the handicap accessible one because it's not a handicap exclusive toilet.
True. It's just accessible.
It doesn't say handicap only.
Yeah.
Right.
It just is accessible to them.
And if we want to be really inclusive to the handicap community.
Don't treat them any different.
Yeah, they can wait like anyone else.
Yeah.
That's why we park.
It's actually a great point. I do the same with I do the same with handicapped parking spots. In front row parking every time.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I don't. If I'm being completely
honest,
it
doesn't
though.
It doesn't say handicap exclusive parking. It's handicap accessible.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I'm being completely honest, I'm using it 10 out of 10 times if it's available. There's a lot of room to strip down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get your business done.
I do use it often because that's usually where the changing table is. If the men's bathroom has a changing table, but I usually just go in the first stall.
Really?
Unless it's nasty. Really? Then I'll just, if one's nasty, I'll just keep moving until one isn't nasty, and then just take the first one.
What do you do if they're all nasty?
Then I just hold it.
You don't hover?
I try not to. I mean, if I can't hold it, I'll wipe the
hold
seat
it
down
or hover? That should be the question.
Yeah.
Will you ever like put TP over top the seat?
No, that's too far.
If you sit there too long there too, it gets sweaty. Ugh. And then it sticks to your legs.
Yeah. And I don't,
if I'm being completely honest.
I don't like it when you're completely honest.
Well, that's what the question I know, he specified.
I just couldn't, that's gross sounding.
Well, it was more so I've never
done
that.
That'd be great. He stood up and it was just stuck to his fucking legs. Looks like he's got the Kinesio tape on his butt cheeks. Oh, yeah. And
KT tape. Pull the glute muscle. Yeah. So.
Floppy Desk asks, how can I get more family members to make cookies for the holidays? Those are the leftovers I want.
That is true.
Mm.
Ooh,
that is true.
Just rave about it. Like, oh my God. Tell every person that in your family that somebody else's cookies were better so that they'll turn it into a competition.
I got it. You will invite people over and it'll be an appetizer only party, correct? Why can't you just do a dessert table only party?
It's actually not a bad
idea. That actually, people would love that.
It's like a fondue fountain.
It's like, yeah, you have it at like 2 p.m. and then everyone eats lunch before they come, and then everyone just comes and eats desserts. Bars and almond bark and pretzels.
And by doing it
covered pretzels, yeah. And
by doing it that way, there's for sure going to be leftovers.
It's actually kind of, we should do that for the Christmas party.
It's not a bad idea.
This company. Instead of making it a potluck, just make it everyone bring their own dessert.
Dessertsonly.com.
I would do Oreo Rice Krispies. That's what I would bring for dessert.
I'd have my mom make some of her legendary molasses and sugar cookies.
Depending on how this Christmas goes, I might bring in the CT Crunch pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
What if it sucks, guys?
It's not going to.
But we're an experiment podcast, true. So that's fine. Yeah. You know,
it's actually a good thing.
Yeah. It's actually good. We can't just have all bangers. Otherwise, we're not an experiment podcast. We're just a good idea podcast.
Yeah, we're just a bangers only podcast.
Yeah. We got to secure bangersonly.com.
Ryan, get on it.
I was probably this. Taken.
No.
I'll check it out. I'm going to incognito it.
You better.
I'm a big homemade Oreo type of guy. We had homemade Oreos this last weekend. I probably ate like 15, 16 of them.
What's a homemade Oreo?
Oreo that's homemade?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess I wouldn't even know where to begin. How do you get the black cookie?
Hey, Ryan, bangersonly.com. Available for sale.
How much? $24.99?
I don't know how to look it up.
Probably $2,500.
$7,199.
Yeah, too good to be true. I also don't know how to get to that point.
How does one make a black cookie like that?
It's got to be just
chocolate, right?
Yeah.
Just like cocoa powder, isn't it?
But it's like, yeah. It's not brown. It's just straight black.
It is, yeah.
Oh, crap.
Oh, God. All right, homemade cocoa Oreos. Powder.
Cocoa powder. Fuck, only a 30-minute prep time.
Those look good.
Yeah.
Those do look
they
good.
They are
fucking. Oh, they're huge, too. Oh,
flour. Dutch processed cocoa powder or black cocoa powder. So, yeah, yep. There you go.
There we have it. They're so good, you guys. And I'll take 5 bags of those things for leftovers.
Look how much bigger they are than regular. Yeah, naturally, they're just always sold.
Yeah.
All right, you bring those.
Yep, deal. My grandma, she makes the best homemade Oreos.
It's like the episode of The Office when Ryan just keeps talking about how his mom makes the best salsa and the best pesto. And yeah. Keeps trying to sell them.
Yeah.
And I told her, you got to start selling these. So I was looking for the lady that had that home style feel, and Phyllis was perfect.
That's right.
Sounds funny.
If you had to pick one person in the office to be on the packaging of Ryan's homemade Oreos, who would you put?
I mean, Probably Phyllis.
Well, no, I'm sorry, in this office.
Oh.
I think Ryan's face is fine.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's jolly enough.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not Oreo.
What do you mean by that?
You're not. You're not sweet.
Yeah. You're just
kind of... What do you mean by I'm not Oreo?
I would put you on a package of Doritos or some shit.
No, he's like on the package of like a some sort of energy drink mix.
Yeah, a bag of pork rinds or something.
You'd be the guy on the rhino
just
pills.
Dog shit. Just a dog
shit. I think I put Jared on there.
I was thinking Jared. Oh,
okay. Yeah, your beard kind of looks like the outer covering of an Oreo.
Somebody's hungry. Yeah. I think Jared would be good. I think you could just market it as like extreme Oreos. Yeah.
I think you could do Jake, and it just, he kind of has like the...
He's blonde, though.
Yeah, that's fine. He could be the blonde Oreo version.
There we go. Because
he's kind of like a puppy. He gets distracted a lot.
That's a really nice way to describe him.
Yeah.
He's like a puppy.
Doesn't listen. He gets distracted.
Pisses on the floor.
He's not well trained.
Yeah. Pisses on the floor. Yeah. He's a puppy.
Yeah, put a shock collar on him.
Yeah. Oliver Closeoff asks.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I've never even heard anything close to that.
Oliver.
For the rest of your life, everywhere you go, would you rather wear your entire college sports uniform or the orange suit from Dumb and Dumber?
I think you gotta go orange suit from Dumb and Dumber. Because then it's just you're overdressed for everything and you have a conversation piece. Whereas if you're wearing the football uniform, I think it's just mass confusion.
God, I was going to go with the uniform, but you may have talked me out.
So you're wearing a baseball uniform with fucking knee-high stirrups?
Okay, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, click-clacking with cleats down the hallway.
I mean, if I could wear my wrestling warm-up, I would do that.
Yeah, Tyler wearing
but
a singlet.
But if I had to walk around in a singlet.
And headgear?
No. If I could wear the warm-up, though, because the warm-up is just a quarter zip and sweatpants.
Yeah.
I wear that all the time anyway.
Yeah, imagine having to put on football pads all day.
Every day.
Like, trying to do like normal, like even just when you're wearing football pads, tying your shoes sucks.
Yeah. I having to trying to wipe your ass with it.
So that means I got to wear football gloves as well. Yeah,
you got to have a girdle on.
Yeah.
You gotta host a meeting with a mouth guard in.
Yeah, you gotta wear both the knee braces.
Yep. I never had a knee brace.
Eye black.
Yep. Eye black.
Skull cap.
Football might be the worst thing that you would out of all the uniforms.
It's just a lot.
Yeah.
Although
swimmers would suck.
You'd have to stuff up.
You get this fucking swim camp at a Speedo and goggles all day.
You'd have to get the bulk pack of Kleenexes. Yep.
I mean, basically, they did this in those old ESPN Sports Center commercials. Remember, they were around the office. But imagine, though, football pads, you wear a helmet, everything. You're the safest person.
That is true.
You're prepared for a car crash.
Yes.
Or like a blue-collar job.
Yeah.
Yeah. No hard hat needed.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
You got a visor on that helmet, too. No safety glasses.
Yeah, you could be a welder.
Just welding in your football uniform.
You'd really want to hope you're not an astrologist if you're gotta wear your football uniform with a cowboy collar on. Just wouldn't be able to look up at all.
Always leading with the crown.
Yeah, you'd have to literally lay on the ground to see the stars.
People wouldn't know your favorite Bible verse though if you had the eye black little stickers on.
Yep.
John 3:16.
Tebow style.
Yeah.
Joshua 1:9.
You could just use it as hilarious jokes.
Yeah. Galatians.
One day you do the Post Malone, just says always tired on it.
Yeah. Always tired 1:19.
Yeah. What would be the best sports uniform day to day?
Basketball is pretty chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be
cool. Tennis would be chill. It's just shorts and a polo.
Yeah. Tennis sounds
golf.
Yeah. Really, guys? Yeah.
It was.
You guys literally have a golf podcast.
I got there.
And you thought of swimming before golf.
No. When he asked the best, I said tennis, then golf.
Technically, you guys get paid to golf, so you are professional golfers. So you could maybe use that. But the question was collegiate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I asked straight away. Collegiate. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jared, if you would have gone to college to play a sport, what would it have been?
Probably football.
Nut cup and all, or no?
I never wore a nut cup. Didn't have to.
Usually don't wear them in nine man.
Yeah.
Or in football at all.
Just in general, yeah. Yeah, I'm assuming football. Maybe basketball, but I doubt it.
Yeah, then maybe after lunch, you and I can do a little Oklahoma drill.
Right.
Ooh.
That'd be fun. Well, I think the hardest part would be just with the cleats and the concrete floors.
Slipping and sliding.
Yeah.
Sliding,
especially down makes the for an even better Oklahoma drill, though.
Right. Need a butt pad.
Well, you'd have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Should we take a break?
Sure, Jared. Sure. Let's take a break. Ryan.
Yep.
You were telling me the other day about how you did a little boots on the ground for a holiday. A
little in-store recon.
Why don't you walk the people through what you saw?
So I go on the slot.
Well,
the
let's start even. You woke up.
Woke up.
No, I'm just kidding.
Woke up. Tummy,
before that.
Woke up, tummy rumbling.
Let's start before that. You went to bed the night before. Had a hankering. Woke up with a hankering.
Woke now up what? With a hankering. Didn't pass gas naturally. Don't ever do that.
True.
I go in through the automatic sliding door and straight ahead. It's the first thing that you look at is the hot food section. And okay. What is being promoted the most of the hot food section, as it should be? Cinnamon roll sandwich.
And what it looked like?
It looked like what a sandwich would look like on any big chain commercials. You know how they look.
Oh yeah, it always looks better in yes. person. But this but one it actually looked like it the looked commercial.
Correct.
And it was oozing cinnamon.
It was oozing this white cream. I'm assuming it's from the cinnamon roll.
Yeah, this some sort of frosting apparatus.
Yes, correct. And I'll give you this for free right now. If you like salty and sweet, which I know all of you do,
I don't know a person that doesn't.
It will hit your zingers so hard in the back of your mouth that you will have to get two of them.
And is that what you did? How'd they taste?
Well, I got one because that's all I had cash for.
Okay.
I got one.
Ryan doesn't carry card.
And it take from holiday to here, it takes me about 4.5 minutes to get here. Mm-hmm. It was gone by the time I entered the parking lot. True story.
And how was the rest of your day?
Trying to make a cinnamon roll joke. I can't think of one. The rest of my day was phenomenal.
You were on a roll all day long.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. No, the rest of the day was freaking sweet.
So there you have it, guys.
I wasn't even salty that day either.
Yeah, I don't think you were.
I did have some sweet and salty earlier that day.
And there you have it. A true testimonial of someone. We're not just blowing smoke.
No.
We're not just pumping frosting. We have someone went and did it. There you go, guys. Go to holiday gas stations, get yourself a cinnamon roll sandwich. What's on it, Jared?
Cinnamon roll, bacon, sausage,
cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Delicioso. All right, Jared, what do you got?
Alpha Kenny 1 asks, what's one thing you can say?
I get it.
Alpha Kenny 1?
Alpha Kenny 1.
Ah, damn it.
You got God, Jared.
Yeah, Jared.
Every time.
You ever seen those Peloton commercials where like they're reading out the names? These would be great Peloton names.
Yeah. Oh yeah. What's one thing you can say you're the best at doing walking into any room?
That's a great question.
Wow, this room, I'm still the best at making kids.
That is true.
That is
you
true.
You are a kid factory.
Mm-hmm.
That is very true.
Well, you're a cog in the kid factory.
Yeah, I'm the
and
production
I say this
line.
In them with the most respect. Your wife is a kid factory.
She is the factory.
You're like a Hall of Fame head swimming coach.
Yeah,
yep. Yeah, you are.
Yep, I'm Mark Spitz.
You are you are the goat, Mark Spitz.
Yep. Yeah,
of having children.
Mm-hmm.
So that's true. I would say that Ryan is probably the best at noises in any room he walks into.
You should be a sound effect guy.
That is true.
You really should.
That is true. I try and keep them to a minimum because I don't know if people like them or not. It's not about if anyone else likes them. I'm trying to be.
Let's try it out here, Ryan. Let's hear your best dump truck.
Best dump truck?
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Jared, what's that?
I thought you were going to do like a.
I mean, that's actually pretty good.
Ryan's beeps were better, but the rest of you are better.
Yeah, I'm a dump truck that's backing up.
Yep.
Essentially.
Jared, what's that movie from like the 90s with all the cops and the one dude does the sound effects? All
Police
the time?
Academy?
Police Academy.
I forget
Thank
the guy.
You.
So I'm going to say Winslow or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
I would say I could walk into any room and be the best at mental gymnastics.
Give us an example.
I mean, this podcast is kind of an example mm-hmm. of how I can, I think I could spin just about anything.
Yeah.
Let's try it, Jared. Give me something to spin.
Sky is blue.
Well, is the sky blue, or is that just the way that your eyes are wired to see that color there? So if you were able to be able to see through something that wasn't your eyeballs, would the sky still be blue? I don't know.
I mean, inarguably, the sky is gray sometimes.
That's true.
Over top the clouds, it's blue, though.
We don't know that. You can't see through there.
We don't know if that's just the way we're perceiving it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the earth is flat.
And is it also blue for someone who's completely colorblind?
Yeah, what is blue, you know?
So,
yeah.
Are your balls blue at times? Not technically. So is the sky blue? Could be not technically.
Is there a reason why do we call it blue balls?
They're not even blue.
Is it just so, like they're black and blue? Yeah. Like they're you got bruised balls because
I think it's like
a swelling.
Blood, they, thing blood fills up, swelling. It turns blue.
It doesn't turn blue though. Not that I would know. I just assume.
Well, Tyler's never ever had
yeah, I think they're a myth.
So if you say the sky's blue, I mean, is it actually though?
Yeah.
Can you Google where that term originated from?
The balls thing?
Yeah, blue balls.
Okay. This could be a journey.
Well, just
we'll go on this journey together, Jared.
I'll take all liability here. Where does the phrase blue balls come from?
Didn't even auto-populate, Jared.
The blue likely alludes to the use of the words meaning as sad, characterizes males' frustration when experiencing blue balls. That makes so much more sense. We are fucking idiots.
The presence of deoxygenated blood, which is bluish in color, around the testicles during this state explains for some the blue in blue balls.
However, the blue likely alludes to your balls being sad.
So you got sad balls.
Blue balls does sound better than I got sad balls.
Yeah.
Someone sad balled me.
Sperm buildup can actually cause your testicles to have slight blue tinge. I hate when you get a slight tinge.
Balls. I'd say tinge enough. Good to know.
And see,
it could be a tinge, could be a competitor to Hinge somehow. I don't know.
You experiencing blue balls? Say no more.
Hinge is the place you're trying to form real relationships. Tinge is where you're trying to get rid of your blue balls.
I have a blue tinge right now. I need it gone ASAP. Glad. Hey, so educational podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jared, what about you? Best in every room. Oh, well, this is easy. This is so easy, Jared.
I was gonna say Madden, but that's probably
Super Bowl winners.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Hands
yeah.
down.
Easy.
Hands
you know down. Everyone.
Sure.
What was 1967?
So that would have been 67.
Super Bowl 7.
That'd be the first one. So that'd be Packers.
There we go.
Who they play?
First one was the Chiefs. Next one was the Raiders.
Do you know what the score was?
First one was like 35-10.
There's no way
something
you know
like
that.
35-17 ish. It was kind of a blowout, the first Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. All right, what's final answer? 35-10 or 30?
I'm going to say 35-17, but I don't think that's right.
35-10.
Oh, you did. I mean, that's what
you should have right trusted away. Your gut right off the bat.
Yeah. Oh,
my bad.
There we go.
There we go.
Did we say one for Tyler?
Making kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
And yours is noises.
Yep. Mowing lawn, too.
You're a fucking noise god.
I could groom some grass like no other.
Can you do a lawnmower?
I can do I can act out a lawnmower because I will do that at wedding dances at times.
I have seen that.
Yeah. The noise part of it, it's a work in progress.
Wait, so you act out the lawnmower? So you actually like wheelbarrow on the ground? How do you?
He's
do
a method
that?
Actor.
Yeah. More so starting. More
so he
start.
Lays on his back and puts his feet up, and someone pushes his feet and pushes him around.
Someone's got to pull the cord to start it, too.
Yeah. That's what I'm
They pull his
on
belt off.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Actually,
that's how you come up with the sound. You're method acting as the machine, then the sound comes second.
It's a two-step process for sure.
I could do a good weed whacker.
Do it. Yeah. That's pretty
fuck
good.
It was good.
Fuck.
Yeah. A little too close to the
fuck.
Fuck. Let me check the gas.
Yeah, you just had to put more gas in.
Fuck, I think I flooded it.
All better.
Then it's a click. Give up.
Fuck, I need to turn the choke on.
Fuck, I need to turn choke off.
Choke off.
Nice.
That's
nice.
A
that was good.
That was better advice. Mine was very one-dimensional.
And that was an abridged version. There's much more pulling of the cord than that.
Lasts for like an hour.
Unless you have electric like me. Just push a button, pull a trigger. Go. Push button, pull a trigger.
Or then it's
dead battery.
And that dies again.
Yeah. Fuck, I got a new battery. The other battery's in my leaf blower, and that one's dead too.
This segment right here is why podcasts get a bad rap. You know, it's like, no. This is the reason why people are like, every white dude on the internet is like, hey, we should start a podcast. What were we going to talk about? Let's just make lawnmower noises.
Yeah, we'll just talk about guy stuff.
This is the comments that are, they'll just give anyone a podcast these days.
Yep.
Kind of true, though.
Uh-huh.
These days, though, we've started back in 2018.
Yeah.
January 2001.
2019, sorry.
Richard Dickensheets Cockburn asks, if you could bring three things back you owned in your high school days to the present, what would they be?
Probably my PS2 and NBA Live 2005. Yeah. Carmelo Anthony on the top.
Slam dunk.
Or on the front. Oh my God, was that a great game. Street Volume 1 and 2.
I think I'd like to bring back my burnt CD collection.
Mm-hmm. Good one. I want my Chevy Lumina back. I really liked that car.
I also would like to bring back my Zune.
Yeah.
You guys remember that?
You would have a Zune.
I was countercultural at the time. Everyone was getting iPods, and I said, well, the Zune was objectively a better piece.
It was ahead of its time.
You could like change the background. It was a whole it was a great, great piece, but didn't make it. Mm-hmm. It's very clunky.
I had an iPod Nano.
You seem like a Nano guy.
I had a
Radio Shack
off-brand MP3 player.
My mom had one of those.
Yep.
What was the question again?
What three things would you bring back?
Oh, three things? Yep. Oh my God!
Probably my professional basketball jersey collection.
Mm.
I used to have a Carmelo Anthony jersey, like at every stage of his career.
I would like to have my poster collection back. It's pretty sick. Talked about that in this podcast, wall to wall.
I would like my dog, my childhood dog back. That would be nice.
Anything you want back from your early childhood?
Nothing that I owned.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, I suppose.
My Game Boy. There you go. Yeah.
I was
Game Boy
say
Color.
Game Boy as well. I have one. I'll give it to you, Tyler.
Does it work?
I'd like to get back just my parents' basement game setup. Like the shitty couch.
Yes.
It was like a big screen TV that was like huge, like 2 feet in the back.
Yep.
It sat on the floor. You know what I'm talking about.
The tubes, right?
Do you remember the really shitty rocking game chairs that would be on the floor that had like the speakers?
Those were sick.
If you rolled over your fingers, they were gone.
Yep.
I never had those, but my buddies did.
Yeah, those are sweet.
Do you have a pool table, ping pong table, anything like that?
No, none of that.
You got a bogged down computer, though, in the basement, I'm sure.
Very bogged.
I mean, if you Wikipedia'd bog right now, it would just be that computer.
You
people forget that I'm tech savvy. I was all over that thing. I was in every corner of the internet growing up.
I believe it. MySpace,
the dark web,
Zynga, dark web, LimeWire, lots of websites that I will not disclose. I mean, really, it was educational.
Yeah.
I learned more on the internet than I did in health class. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, you got to eighth grade and you were.
And quickly did I learn that maybe it wasn't all accurate.
What, the book or the computer?
Both.
The health class I got on the internet.
Yeah.
It's just not how it goes in real life, you know? You can't skip the first part. Can't skip the beginning of it.
That'd be a great eighth grade joke.
What?
Yeah. I'm just going to turn to page 101. I usually skip the first 100 pages.
Let's see. Pickle Tickler asks, best New Year's Eve tradition.
Shit faced.
God, what traditions are there? There's the kissing, there's the counting down, there's the dressing up, there's the champagne.
Poppers.
There's wearing a diaper in Times Square.
There's immediately starting to work out the next day.
Yep, the resolutions.
Yep.
Getting that gym membership activated.
I think my favorite part of New Year's is like just the champagne, the popping of confetti and stuff like that. It's fun.
Yeah.
You don't do that for anything else.
No. And usually the bars are giving out like free champagne bottles and shit.
Mm-hmm. Andre straight down the gullet.
Yeah. 85 cents of champagne down
champagne
the throat.
Champagne poppy.
Yeah, it's like the only time you get a free drink at the bar.
Yeah.
This is on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it's a good tradition.
We have to be there till midnight. It kind of sucks.
Yeah, fuck. I'm in bed at 9:15, 9:30.
Can I just get champagne now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did New Year's Eve together last year, the four of us.
We did.
Yeah. Yes, we did. Jared was hanging out with Ginger Jesus.
Yep.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Carrot Top Jesus.
That was actually pretty fun.
It was.
I did get to pop one of those twisty things.
Mm-hmm. I have a video of it.
I did a really, really good job with it. I didn't aim it at anyone's eyes.
It's good.
Which was, the bar owner was like, do not point this at anyone.
Straight up in the air.
Because he like handed it to me and he could see the look in my eye.
Yeah.
He was like, no one else's eyes.
Yeah. The same night you bought a case of beer and thinking that we were going to go back and drink the whole thing.
Drank three of them.
A full case
of beer. Bought 24 beers off sale, drank three of them.
From the back alley, too.
Whoopsies.
That'll happen.
Someone had to carry them all the way back to the hotel. Was that you, Jared?
I think it was me. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fucking heavy.
There were bottles, too, so they're extra heavy.
I thought I was going to drop them.
Turns out it wouldn't have mattered. We'd have drank about the same amount of beer anyways.
Yeah.
I should head to bed. Transgender asks, do you think you would be boys with Santa?
Yeah, dude. You'd give me whatever the fuck I wanted as long as I was nice.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Santa might be a little snooty.
I mean, he's one of the most giving humans ever.
Well, is he the one that's really giving, or is all the elves the ones that are truly the ones that
they're
are
they're making? It? He's deciding to give.
I know, but
he's just running a slave labor operation, is what he's doing.
They get paid in sugar plums and joy.
Just pay rent.
Watch Elf, guys.
Yeah, we'll get there this season time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he'd be chill or not.
You think Santa's chill like that?
Well, no, he's got to be chill like that.
I mean, he does.
Like, just think about, because, you know, I think the month leading up to Christmas is a no-go. He's pretty focused. But the rest of the year in vacation Santa, he's chilling.
Dude, New Year's Eve Santa? He's finally letting loose for the year. New Year's Eve Santa is going to have the time of his life.
I just imagine like he dresses like a drug lord in the off season, you know, and he's like down in Turks and Caicos.
Everything is still red suede though.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, he's got satin suede. He's got satin red swim trunks that he wears to the pool. And he's just got like a candy cane, like he's just got bling hanging. And it's like candy canes and stuff like
No, he has a, like a cane, but it's candy.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a candy cane.
Yeah. And he walks perfectly fine.
Yep.
Yeah. And his gut is just hanging out at the pool.
Eggnog margaritas.
Yeah. And then he's just got female elves hanging around him.
Yeah. He looks like a bronze god. Wearing,
yeah.
These are my ho ho hos.
Oh, my God. They're wearing skimpy green bathing suits.
Yep.
They still have to wear the shoes with the bells on the thing.
Santa does have some Dylan tendencies. Like he lots of B&E.
Yeah, he does love to break and enter.
Bacon and eggs.
Yep. He's got a sweet ride. Not a lot of people have reindeers for transportation.
Yeah, that'd be great. He's like leaving the pool and he's like, my Uber's here. And he walks outside and there's just a bunch of reindeer pulling a sleigh.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Mrs. Claus. I mean, we don't know anything about Mrs. Claus, though. That's the thing. She may be a bitch.
We talked about that's why he
imagine
leaves.
Wanting to, you know,
she may honestly have him whipped quite a bit.
Yeah.
She may actually be the brains of the operation. We don't know.
Yeah. She do be whipping him.
That's good, though. If she's the brains, it means he can hang out with us more.
That is true.
She just can't be around, though.
Yeah.
That would actually be a funny concept for a movie is like Santa meets the boys and they're like, we should like hang out sometime. He's like, yeah, I'll give you a call December 26th.
Yeah.
And then they like go and hang out and he's like always like having to make excuses to Mrs. Claus on how he can get out of there. Yeah. Then he's like getting calls from her while he's hanging out and tell him to come home and all that.
It wouldn't be bad, yeah.
He just wants to be one of the boys.
Mm-hmm. Shoot him a text, be like, hey, front door's open. He's like, nah, you chimney.
Yeah, he's like. It's like he only drinks like white Russians and Coke.
This is just like we do this movie as The Hangover. We lose Santa on Christmas Eve and then the boys have to go deliver presents.
Yeah. That's actually not
the
bad.
Boys save Christmas.
The Hangover 12.
Yeah.
Christmas special.
We it's lost Santa.
That's not a bad idea.
I mean, the Hangover industry has got to be looking to get a Christmas movie out there
at some point.
Seems like a layup.
I mean, that's the natural progression. You do three movies, the fourth is bound to be a Christmas
special. Well, no, Alan, you know, Zach Galifianakis has to fill in as Santa.
Yeah.
That would be.
It'd be electric.
You could fuse the Santa Claus with Tim Allen and the Hangover together.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus actually gets they get drunk and lose it, but he took off his clothes. And so Allen has to wear his suit and be Santa. And
he already carries a satchel. How different is that than a bag of presents?
That is very true.
And then Allen goes to the North Pole, finds his true wolf pack.
Mm-hmm.
It's the elves.
You guys really workshopped that one.
We can pitch that shit. Easy. Yeah.
Say after strike is over.
Yep.
Benoit Balls asks, what was one thing you wanted as a kid really bad but never got?
Heelys. I think I've also said that on this podcast. Had a buddy who had Heelys, just green with envy.
It seems like they fell off the face of the earth too.
TikTok's kind of brought them back.
Yeah.
Have they?
The dude that does like Heely tricks and stuff.
I just remember my buddy had to turn in his wheels when he'd get to school to the teacher.
Really?
And get him back at the end of the day. Yeah. No healing in the hallways.
Healing.
No wheeling with the healing. On the topic of shoes, you remember Latrell Sprewell's shoes with the rims on the rims on the side
spinners.
Of them? God, I wanted a pair of those so fucking bad. I searched up and down the internet for my size and I could not find them. So Christmas is coming up, you guys. Yeah,
East Bay is what it was in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I forgot about East Bay. Good magazine.
Tyler?
I don't know. I didn't want a lot. I always wanted a different radio than my car had. You know, like people would put like the blue LED one in.
Yeah.
I always wanted one of those radios, but I never got that.
Aftermarket.
Yeah. Yeah. An aftermarket one that I could plug my shitty MP3 player into or my phone. I did not have a smartphone until college.
You just had to get the tape record, the tape that you put in with the cord sticking out of it.
I had the headphone jack, the aux cord one, but then you'd have to tune into a radio station.
Oh yeah.
Same. There was a guy in high school. He put like a screen in his middle dash and they would just watch movies driving around.
Safe.
It's like, oh, dude, we're going to watch Fast and Furious this Friday. 7 p.m. I'll pick you up. They just watch a movie while
he tries to sit in the front seat. And they're like, no, dude, that's where my NOS is. You got to sit in the back.
Everyone's got to lean into the middle to see the screen in the front.
Yeah.
I mean, I did think that Underglow was sick.
Back so did I. Yeah. I also thought the spinners were sick. They still are, but I always wanted to get them for my bike. That spinners on the bike would have been sick.
You still can.
Still can. Mm-hmm. I mean, have a bike.
We are adults. We could get spinners on all of our cars.
We could do every one of these things we just said. I can go get an aftermarket radio if I really want it.
That is true. God, I didn't even think about that.
You could get Heelys.
You can.
I'm going to need my football uniform so I don't crack my head open. No.
These hallways would actually be great for Heelys.
Yeah. In this warehouse.
This whole building is built for Heelys.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an anti-Heely rule?
Not yet. we'll see what happens. Okay. If you try and grind down one of the stairway rails, then maybe. Maybe I have a no grinding policy.
Stairs and Heelys aren't a great mixture.
Walk at your tiptoes.
My buddy and like my best friend in high school had Heelys, and I wore his pair. And it's really hard to just actually walk in them. You have to really Heely everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of like wearing a pair of squat shoes, like elevated at the heel.
Yeah, except the heel rolls. So if you're a heel toe type of person, you roll a little bit in every step. So you got to tiptoe almost.
If you keep tempting me, I may show up in a pair of Heelys.
I think you should get some Heelys, Ryan.
I think you should. I think you're most equipped out of anyone here to handle Heelys.
Yeah, I'll test things out first.
I just remember they'd make the like clunky noise because the wheels would kind of move when you walk.
It's like spurs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Well, then like you could take the wheel out pretty easily. So dudes would just be chilling with their wheels in their pockets during class and they'd slap their wheel in between class.
Yeah, it's fucking so sick. Lunch bell rings and you're just the first one in line every time.
I mean, objectively, though, it'd be faster to run than it would be to heel.
It would. Yeah, it would.
Yeah, the awkward run to get momentum for your Heelys was funny because you got to do it on your tiptoes. Uh-huh.
Great form.
What are you thinking about right now?
I'm just thinking about Heelys.
We're close. Do not tempt me.
Brian, I don't think you could pull Heelys off.
I do.
I don't think you could pull them off.
Okay.
I think you'd look weird.
I think you'd have to wait, though, to do it for your first time in the office so we can all watch. You can't practice at home.
No. Where am I going to do it in my house?
Yeah.
Down your driveway.
Yeah, in the bathroom.
You could slide further on your socks than in your house than
that. From the shower curtain to the bathroom door, which is about 6.5 feet.
Sub 2K SQFT. Forgot.
You're just locked to the bathroom for like an hour.
back and forth. It's like Austin Powers driving a little cart.
Could you see your time?
Yeah.
Well, Jared, is that it?
Yep, that's it.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of You Betcha Radio. May your cinnamon sandwiches be delicious and your Heelys be rolling.
Cheers, they Ryan. Do be rolling.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
Yeah.